with a lot of themes used in the show, The Mikado. That was just the overture. The music by Sir Arthur Sullivan on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, we have Beethoven, his horn sonata in F with the great horn player, French horn player, Herman Bauman. Also, stay tuned for some Puccini, Bach, the Jig Fugue, and Fasch Concerto. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. The Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. It's KPR. Leonard Hokanson at the piano and Herman Bauman, French horn, for the Beethoven horn sonata in F. There'll be horns of every shape and kind at a concert, a free concert, this Saturday, September 21st, 6 p.m., at the Hawk Ridge Park Amphitheater, which is in Raymore, Missouri, there on Johnston Parkway. Live in concert, the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America. The concert's called Shades of Blue. The U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America, Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble. You can hear a variety of musical styles, though, from big band swing to patriotic selections and more, all performed by American airmen. So you can get free tickets. I guess ticket reservations are required, but ultimately the performance is free. This is KPR. It's 9:30. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Always know that in the world, you have a true classical friend here with Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. The Orchestra of Paris visits the BBC Proms Friday night for a mouth-watering program of Parisian classics. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Hear another concert from the BBC Proms Friday night at 7 on all KPR1 stations. Here's one of the big hits for Puccini. Now on KPR, here's Renee Fleming, soprano. From Johnny Schicchi, the opera by Puccini, O mio babbino caro, O my beloved daddy, sings the daughter. Sir Charles McCarris and the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Renee Fleming. Did you know that the Kansas City Royals game this Sunday is Opera Day at the K? The Lyric Opera visits the Kansas City Royals. Cheer on the Kansas City Royals as they take on the San Francisco Giants with a pregame tailgate. Hear the resident artists sing the national anthem. And the Royals have made an offer for discounted tickets for opera fans in a designated section right near third base, about 20% off. So you're suggested to buy your tickets now before they sell out. And also there'll be a Lyric Opera tailgate at 10:30 in the morning, and then the national anthem is sung around 1:05 p.m. and then play ball at 1:10 p.m. Next on KPR, here's the Canadian Brass for the Jig Fugue. It's Bach on KPR. The Canadian Brass for the Jig Fugue, good nickname for it, the music of J.S. Bach. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party. on Friday, September 27th at The Guild, Casey. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. And from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And now, going Fasch. Going from Bach to Fasch. Johann Friedrich Fasch. Concerto in B-flat, played by a group called Storm at Sea, Tempesta di Mara on KPR. Johann Friedrich Fasch, concerto in B-flat with Tempesta di Mare. We'll have a harvest hymn by Percy Grainger. And later on in the 11 o'clock hour, music about September, Tchaikovsky's September, also David Allen Baird's. David Allen Baird's September. Keep it right here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Join us in the morning for the next one before classical music starts at 9 and goes till 3 each weekday here on KPR, and it takes up at 7 again in the evenings. I'm Cordelia Brown. We've got great music coming up. Thanks for listening to KPR. KansasPublicRadio.org can tell you a lot. And you can listen through KANU and KANU HD1 serving Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 serving Emporia. There's KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute. 75 degrees right now in Lawrence. It's cloudy. It might rain tomorrow and tonight. Support for news next on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, comes from the Lead Center. The Lead Center welcomes the Queens Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News. The Fed is set to cut interest rates for the first time since 2020 today. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Lisa, a mattress brand who believes good sleep should come naturally. Lisa donates mattresses to nonprofits across the U.S. to improve their communities. Learn more at leesa.com. Learn more about us at kansaspublicradio.org. A fine piece by Percy Grainger, Harvest Hymn, with members of the Academy Chamber Ensemble. Next, we have some English music by Ralph Vaughan Williams. The title doesn't mean a whole lot as in regard to what you'll hear, but you might recognize an old English folk song inside it. Kind of a strange title. Five Variants of Dives and Lazarus. And then we'll hear the Winter Wind etude. Makes me shiver just to think about that chromatic run from the top of the keyboard down to about the middle over some flowing eighth notes in the left hand. And then Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5. Yesterday we heard the fourth. Let's hear the fifth this morning. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. So, support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the English music now, the Ralph Vaughan Williams on KPR. Barry Wordsworth and the New Queen's Hall Orchestra. For five variations on an old English carol or folk song, the music of Ralph Vaughan Williams. The folk song used to be have words about the Luke 16 verse about Dives and Lazarus. Dives is Latin for rich. So in England, the Latin term was taken into English as the rich man's name, and it was turned into a ballad way back in 1557. So, the title is a little strange. Five Variants of Dives and Lazarus. Sometimes those old hymn tunes had interesting names. Good morning. Kansas Public Radio is an interesting name. You can always find out something interesting by listening to us through kansaspublicradio.org or through FM 91.5 Lawrence or 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up next is the Symphony No. 5 by Mendelssohn. Yesterday we heard his fourth, the Italian. This one, well, it was written to celebrate the 300th anniversary, then in 1830, of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession, a big part of the Protestant Reformation in Europe. So Mendelssohn wrote this for orchestra, full orchestra, and it was Mendelssohn's second symphony, but it wasn't published until 21 years after he died. So that's why it's called the fifth. Let's listen now to Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, now the Reformation, on Kansas Public Radio. This is the London Symphony Orchestra. Written in 1830, at the time to commemorate it having been 300 years since the Augsburg Confession was nailed to the door by Martin Luther. That's the Reformation Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, marked as his fifth because it wasn't published until 21 years after he died. Mendelssohn's fifth symphony, the Reformation, with Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Bach Aria Soloists. Celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party, on Friday, September 27th at the Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. And from Theodore Lawrence, Throwing the Switch and Bringing Musical Comedy to Life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. It's Friday through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets available and more information at theaterlawrence.com. Next, we'll hear a short piano etude, number 11 in A minor, which is nicknamed the Winter Wind Etude. It's the music of Chopin now on Kansas Public Radio. A great nickname for that piece, The Winter Wind, Etude No. 11 by Frederick Chopin, Murray Pariah at the piano. Classics Live has an all-Grieg Rule Joyce recital tomorrow night. Chiaofei Lin is a first violinist with the Kansas City Symphony. Karen Savage is a Juilliard-trained pianist. These fine Kansas City musicians bring us a sweet and clear concert of two sonatas by Edvard Grieg for violin and piano to contrast and compare. Join us tomorrow night at 7 here on KPR for local chamber music on Kansas Public Radio.
That tribes once had. Hear about the growing movement for tribes to reclaim that land.
It's healing for when the state hands the land back to the tribe. It's healing for the tribe. And the state can heal itself from the history of how it was taken from us.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that topic, 3 o'clock this afternoon, All Things Considered, right here on KPR. At 11 a.m., we've got 4 more hours of classical music between now and then. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, here on live and local Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Our community spotlight this month is on Community Village Lawrence, helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. And support for News Next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News. Turning to Wall Street, U.S. stocks trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 100 points at 41,505. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. Good morning. This is KPR. This is September, The Hunt, by Tchaikovsky. Dmitri Paperno, pianist, bringing that to life. That was one of Tchaikovsky's seasons. Vivaldi wrote four, but Tchaikovsky also, he wrote 12. He wrote one for every month. That was number nine, September, The Hunt. And before we hear Heineken Hunting Concerto and September by a Missouri composer, a reminder that support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes mostly from you, but also from the Kansas Book Festival. The Kansas Book Festival is Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. It's open to the public. Details at thekansasbookfestival.com. And from Theodore Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. It's Friday through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theodorelawrence.com. Here's Musica Antiqua of Cologne for a hunting horn, a double hunting horn concerto by Johann David Heineken now on KPR. A double hunting horn concerto with Musica Antiqua of Cologne, playing the music of Johann David Heineken. We'll go back to our September theme with Missouri composers' take on the month, and then some music about Castor and Pollux. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. The noon hour begins with a short prelude from Massenet's opera Manon, followed by a concertino for violin and orchestra by Franz Lehár and more, during classical music from noon to three, right here on KPR. David Olin Baird, in his garden suite, wrote a piece for each month, and now with Kansas City musicians Elena Lentz-Talley, clarinet, Robert Farrago, piano. Let's listen to September. Elena Lentz-Talley, clarinet, Robert Farrago, piano. For September, from David Olin Baird's Garden Suite on Kansas Public Radio. New Ear, the Contemporary Chamber Ensemble of Kansas City, has two concerts this weekend. Season 32, New Worlds, is opening. The concert will be at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church on Walnut Street in Kansas City, Missouri, September 21st at 8 p.m., and then the next day, Sunday, September 22nd, at 4 p.m. And this concert will feature the music of local Kansas City composers and composers from around the country. The opening concert touches on themes and ideas that will stir your mind and heart. NewEar.org. Next on Kansas Public Radio, we'll go back a few centuries, and let's hear some instrumental music from Castor and Pollux by Jean-Philippe Rameau, now on KPR. Instrumental music from the show Castor and Pollux by Jean-Philippe Rameau, Franz Bruggen's Orchestra of the 18th Century, here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education, it's online at ku.edu. The noon hour will start with a short prelude from Massenet's Manon, then a concertino for violin and orchestra by Franz Lehár. Some great music coming up in just a few minutes as the noon classical music begins here on KansasPublicRadio.org.
Headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning. Drop in anytime between 5 and 9 a.m. for Morning Edition here on KPR before classics start at 9. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century. It's this afternoon at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. It's 12:01. It's KPR.
Live from...